Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you all. Happy days. Welcome to Elevated Places Network, presenting our Thursday night program, Ask Minister Ava, with myself, Sister Ava Muhammad, my co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad. Our executive producer is Sister Rona Muhammad, and our legal contributor is Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad, and all of us are so thrilled to be with you yet again because this is a great and dreadful time. We are literally in the midst of the judgment. One reality is going out. This is the end of the rule of Yaqub's children, and now God himself is bringing in a new reality, the kingdom of God, wherein we will, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has said, make unlimited progress. I mean, think over those words, unlimited progress. And what better way to come out of what we have been suffering the last 2 years with the presence of this pandemic and the suffering which has really come from the response of the U.S. government and the plans of the U.S. government, the wicked plans to use this opportunity to actually kill billions of people on this planet. And we're going to talk a little bit about the current issue of the Final Call newspaper, because recently we have a story in the current issue by our sister Charlene Muhammad, the national correspondent. A brilliant array of black minds recently came together, and this was for the first time since this pandemic began that an all-black panel of experts came together on Zoom to address the hard questions. And their conclusion was, and these are scientists, doctors, attorneys, pastors, political people, authors and researchers, and their conclusion was COVID-19 vaccines are the threat to the black community. But before we discuss that later on, we have breaking news on Elevated Places. And if you were I really should have had some audio. Savior's Day 2022.
Come on.
Will be held in person in Chicago. February the 25th, 26th, and 27th. And on Sunday, the 27th of February, 2022, the keynote message will be delivered in person by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Come on.
Best.
And that's the whole show for tonight.
Ever. And that right, and we will see you next week.
And that's it. That's all they need.
Thank you for listening. That's all we need. We can all fly away without an airplane now. And
that's
so
it.
We want the callers, first of all, to whatever you want to comment on or address, we want to know what your plans are. Are you coming? Are you coming
That's
to
right.
Chicago? And
That's right.
It will be held on our property.
Oh.
Savior's Day will be held at the National Center. We're going to put up the big tents where we will be able to see thousands of people so that we can have complete control of our own event.
That's
at,
right.
This is at the direction of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Our headquarters on our property. Savior's Day 2022. You better mark your calendar. You better start making your reservations. I understand the airfare is really reasonable right
yes.
now because there hasn't been wind of it yet. And we don't at this point have designated a host hotel. So my recommendation would be, Brother Terrence, that people just go ahead and book a room because you can always cancel it. You can always move, but get your room
That's
now.
Right.
Get your room now.
That's right.
7351 South Stony Island Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60649. Be there. February 2022, the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Brother Terrence, to take us into tonight's fabulous programs. I know our callers really want to weigh in on that big announcement, which was made last night to the registered members, but we're making it now to the world.
That's right.
It's
That's
on
right.
and popping.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, with that, Dr. Abel, I think, you know, we can go right into it. You know, we're excited once again to be here on a Thursday night. You know, it's every Thursday night, you know, it's something to get ready. It's like it's a beautiful presentation, you know, and as you say, it's the Elevated Places Network now. It's not just Elevated Places. The Elevated Places Network, it has grown. It has expanded to Tuesday night. We have the Project Separation coming that comes up every once a month. Or every quarter, however that does, with Sister Donna, and it's a network, it's extending, it's building, we're dealing with long twos, we're dealing with separation, and so many things that we're dealing with on this show on every Thursday night, as well as your website, MinisterAva.com, and the master's class. So it's a beautiful thing to remember. As I know, we talked about 10 years and seeing where the growth has come from Blog Talk Radio to all the expansive things that have happened, to see you on YouTube, to see you doing the different things and speaking here. And I just remember those that were blessed to see you when you used to travel and when you used to be selling the books and everything. And now people can go online and get the books. They can get the e-books at MinisterAva.com. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing as we here on Thursday. it, but I just really want people to take a moment and really appreciate that what you brought to us, Dr. Ava, on a Thursday night. Now it has just grown and grown with Brother Cartier the other night and Brother Student Abdul Aleem on the show, as Student Minister Marcus, or Mayor Marcus from Benton Harbor, and talking about Project Separation and what we need to do to build our communities, and Sister Donna talking about Memphis and it being a big distribution hub and connected to the water, and all of the beautiful conversation that we have, and later we'll hear from Sister Pamela and talk about all the legal things that are going on in not only in quote unquote the Nation of Islam, but in the nation throughout the world. And we don't just extend it to just America. We deal with global issues, and we expand this planet and have these in-depth conversations that take us to these elevated places. So I'm just kind of excited just to be here, because that announcement, as we know, we heard from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan July 4th, 2020, when he gave the monumental address, the Criterion, which you still need to go to hear, NOI.org. Go listen to the Criterion as we're looking at these different variants that are now coming more and more. And as someone has said, it was in Africa, and they said, no, it was an African scientist that sounded the alarm versus the ones that, you know, that popping up here and there. But all this is going on, but the minister talked about the scholarship from hell is not going to be able to solve this, because this is a pestilence from heaven. So you need to go back and listen to the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Criterion, and get ready to hear what's coming in Savior's Day. I was just so excited. You said book your hotel. I got two hotels booked. Got one flight already secured. Got another option to jump on another flight just in case. You know, I'm looking at every option of being there. It's like they said the 25th. I was like, 25th. I'm going to be there the 23rd. I'm getting there early. I'm going to be there helping to put up the tent to welcome the believers, because it's a beautiful thing, because not all of us have been able to travel because of whatever our jobs, our work, and just the ability because of COVID, we have not been able to see one another, be amongst people in general. So it will be a beautiful and beautiful blessing. And not only that, Dr. Ava, recognizing that the Star and Crescent is back up on the National Center, and the beautiful picture of our National Center. Sometimes we take things for granted, but I've seen on social media and I've seen people capture Sister Yvonka taking a beautiful picture of Mas Mariam and just the beauty of our National Center. It's just so much joy. Joy to be here, joy for Savior's Day. And with that, we want to remind everybody to continue to not only now the doors are open to Master Study Group around the nation, around the world, and we want to make sure that you are going to your meetings, but for those that are still want to go online, go to NOI.org every Sunday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, and hear the life-giving teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But if you can't wait till Sunday, you can come back at 7:30 p.m., NOI.org for our study group and wonderful, wonderful conversations and dialogue with the believers. And, of course, on Wednesday nights, come back at 7:30 p.m., Farrakhan speaks. Hear powerful messages from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And it's funny, Dr. Ava, I was cleaning up and straightening stuff up, and I was just looking at the stacks and stacks of VHS videos that I got of the minister, crates of cassette tapes and DVDs that I got stacked. There's so many, and I got a small collection. It's a large collection, but it's a small collection based off the many, many, many words that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan have delivered. So we could be nursing on his words forever and ever, which we should be doing. And as I close out, Dr. Ava, on my session or my portion, because we really want to hear from the callers, what are you doing, or how excited are the callers about Savior's Day? How excited are they to be able to know that in a few days, because February is right around the corner. We are now in December, the last month of 2021. We can't even believe that we're here in 2021, because 2020 took us for a serious loop. And we made it out of 2020, and 2021 went by so fast that we're going into 2022 with the reality that in a few days we will be hearing from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I'm saying that with so much joy. And I'm bringing a joy like this, Dr. Ava, because the joy I want to give is to those brothers and sisters out here. It's not something that I want to talk about that's in the news, but I really wanted to make a point to be joyful and give God all the glory that there is still light. Even though it is now going into the winter months, it's going into a darker season, just know that the light is still there. The warmth of God is still there, because I've been having multiple conversations of people that's going through dark times, hard times, depression, suicidal thoughts, the loss of loved ones, people having cancer, and all of the trauma that's going on. But I am rejoicing in the Lord, Dr. Ava, to know that the Messiah is still amongst us, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and I'm rejoicing that he has made disciples amongst him, those that are disciplined in the word that we can go to, that we can listen to as a student minister, Ishmael, as you, Dr. Ava, as a newer, as our student regional ministers and those that are in our city to give us light, to give us encouragement into the dark hours. So I just say that those that are on the call, stay true, stay steadfast, stay on to the unchanging hand of God and his words through his Christ and through the Messiah in our midst. And we will get through this dark hour. It may be dark, it may be cold, but we have the warmth of the word and the light of the word to get us through. And I just close with happy, happy, happy Savior's Day. Back to you, Dr. Ava.
Oh, happy Savior's Day to you, Brother Terrence. This is what more could we ask for?
Man, that's it.
What more could we? Oh, we can't thank Allah enough. Excellent opening, Brother Terrence. I don't know if we have Sister Pamela on the line yet. Let's see. We do not see her as of yet.
Well, I know we definitely got a bunch of legal issues going on.
Yes. Oh, we certainly do. And also, I'm looking forward possibly to Sister Charlene Muhammad to come on to discuss this incredible program that is upcoming. And so I think what we can do, though, is in the interim maybe take a few of our callers, since we were so late getting to them last week, that we'll do a
few early.
And we'll start with the one and only Sister Ula.
Assalamu
alaikum, Sister Ula. You didn't go to sleep that quick. We stopped you, didn't we? Yeah, we caught you by surprise that time.
There you go. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Well, sister, you know what I thought about? I thought about the test that they give us when we go to the mosque on Sunday, and how I was reading to a believer today on page 199, 200 in Message to the Black Man, where he said everything that the white man creates in this world is an experimental stage. And so I said, you know what, we have researchers in the nation who can let us know how many units of radiation are used to take the test, and how, if any, would it create cancer in our systems. I've thought about this very carefully. I prayed on it, because there are more and more Muslims that are being diagnosed with cancer. And some of them I know for a fact have used this test. And also I wanted to mention that
this COVID test?
The one where they take the little gun and they put it to your forehead, or they take it and put it to your wrist.
The thermometer.
Yes, ma'am, because when I went to the doctor.
Your temperature. Yes.
That too.
Yeah, man, let me tell you what happened with me one day. I went to the doctor. I take people to get them off, man. Mm-hmm. I don't put them on it. So we went to the doctor's office, and they came, oh, we going to put this to your head. I said, no. I said, it causes memory loss. I had this test before, and I had severe memory loss when it was put to my head. So she said, oh, we'll put it to your wrist. I started to walk out. She said, oh, no, you don't have to leave. You don't have to take the test. She said, you're in good health. I said, yeah, that's why I'm not taking the test. And so I just want to share that with you. Because I do not want to mention, leave something out that could save lives. Because we know with his depopulation program, he coming. I never seen no thermometer like this. And in my studies, in my doctoral program, one of the things it stated, nothing is considered safe until they have did at least 10 to 15 years of research. We don't even know how long this thing has been out. So I wanted to share that with you, and I do not know how my Savior's Day is going to be, because there are so many people here in our mosque who are ill, you know, or dying. And so I don't know how it's gonna affect me now, and I don't want to make plans for later, because if someone is ill and there's anything I can do for them, so be it. And I thank you, Sister Ava, for your support, the show. I love it. I can't hardly wait till Thursday comes. The day that I was born on Thursday night at 10:01. Isn't that something? 1 minute after your show went off. And so I just wanted to share that, and I hope that we can research this thing and not be putting Trojan horse in the nation. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And listen, you know, to your point, and this is what we're doing so much research on, if people are following the COVID section, and of course, a couple of weeks ago, I did an article on the PCR swab test. Everything associated with this, quote, pandemic, we put it in quotes now, because there is no real pandemic, not with the virus. There's a pandemic, but the pestilence from heaven, from Allah, it's manifesting on another level that people are blind to. We're being made to get fixated with the virus so that we will run and line up for the vaccine. Mm-hmm. But what we are going to have to get across, and I'm so glad Savior's Day is coming. I'm so glad the minister opened up the nation. And because you have people that are in fear. They don't have faith in God. They fear a virus. They take a virus as God besides Allah. Mm-hmm. They're not even worshiping Satan. At least Satan is a God. He's not the God. But you got people worshiping the virus. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so they fall prey to all of the companions of the vaccine. The vaccine is death, but so is the swab test. So is the hand sanitizer.
Thank you.
The methanol.
Sure.
Okay? And even the best hand sanitizers, you know, for trillions of years, we wash our hands.
There you go.
You don't rub alcohol in your skin 50 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
EMT workers don't use hand sanitizer. They use soap and water. Okay,
I use that hand sanitizer.
But the thermometer that you brought up, it's the same thing.
There you go.
Everything they're using, at the end of the day, there's harm in it.
Thank you.
Harm in it. And the last obstacle that we're going to be dealing with is this mask.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, ma'am.
I just read the science of this.
I just
but,
read
you know,
that
we
mask.
Were made to,
wrong with.
We were made to breathe air, to inhale mm-hmm. and exhale.
No, no.
Okay, I'm not going to get into that now because we're still wearing them for the time being, but we thank Allah for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, a
mm-hmm.
light-giving
That's right.
son.
That's
but
That's
we
right.
can
and
use...
And that card that we're passing out, that card we're passing mm-hmm. out at the mosque
yes,
meetings,
ma'am.
It's not just some little advertisement. It is
mm-hmm.
the nation's protocol.
Mm-hmm.
On one side, it is the proven protocol to
mm-hmm.
handle COVID-19. And on the
yes.
other side is the proven way to stay on this earth hundreds of years.
No.
Up to 1,000 years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
you
to your point, we got to be watchful on one hand because
mm-hmm.
we all think we're awake. And we're not fully awake yet. Me, none of us.
No.
We're not disconnected from this devil. If we were, we wouldn't
mm-hmm.
be here.
There you go.
So we have to work diligently
mm-hmm.
to keep
mm-hmm.
moving. Don't get happy because you got a religious exemption letter and you still have a job. You could be using the time to figure out how to get off that job.
Amen.
Job security. There is no job security under Satan because his whole world is caving in.
There
if
you
he
go.
Wanted
so,
to,
I wanted to mention one more point.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm going on and on. Go ahead,
okay.
sis.
Okay. I've been doing some research, and I noticed it has to be, it seems to be, and I may be wrong, a covert operation to destroy decent women, not only in the United States, but worldwide. Because what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, if there are no good women, there are no good men. And I'm reading the news in different countries, overseas, in the East, in the European countries, and there's this pattern. And it sounds as though it's covert. You know, if you destroy the women that are decent, that are respectable, that stay, believe in staying with one man all their life, then you destroy a nation. And that's just what I'm saying. And maybe you can
mm-hmm.
comment on that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, right for now, I'm going to move on to Sister. Thank you so much, Sister Ula, because Sister Attorney Pamela has been on the line, and I just... And then now going past her again, I think. She was just, I just saw her. There she is. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So we can get this thing on the road. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad.
Wa alaykum salam, Sister Dr. Ava Muhammad and Brother Terrence, and to all the Elevated Places listeners and family. I am so excited about Savior's Day myself, you know, can't wait for the love, the unity of the believers and us just being together. It's like a dream. So I'm really excited and you know, so yes, ma'am, I do apologize for not being on the line earlier. Well, pushing the one, but I'm here now. So I wanted to just remind the listeners about our show, the Elevated Places Network presents A Time for Justice, and I wanted to bring up two shows that were in the past. We had a show on November 23rd that was really, really special because we were talking about women in the law, women making a difference in the law. So that's the November 23rd archive, and we had Sister Barbara Muhammad, Sister Attorney Barbara Muhammad, and we also had Sister Nichelle Muhammad out of New York. And Mount Vernon, and she is a judge. Sister, yes,
Come
Sister
on,
Judge Nichelle Muhammad. Yes, Sister Judge Nichelle Muhammad out of Mount Vernon. And we just had an awesome conversation as they shared their experiences And we talked about women in the law and how women historically, you know, we were in these movements at the turn of the century and we participated, we fought for our children, we fought for our families. And, you know, we just kind of brought it up to the modern time. So that was a really good show. And it's in the archives of the Elevated Places, or I'm sorry, A Time for Justice. And also this past Tuesday, just want to bring out that we had a collaboration conversation on serving families. And we had a participant from the NBA, National Black United Front, National Association of Black Social Workers, and some of our own brothers, one of our brothers. And it was just a great conversation on families and serving families. So I just wanted to bring that out. As well, I really tonight, I just wanted to, you know, in the final call, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's article, Justice, a Prerequisite to Life. So it's right there with justice. And it really talks about the failure to give justice. And it also gives us some input as to what justice is. And I thought it was beautiful because the minister talks about the principle in which every creature should be given the freedom to be what God created it to be. And that's really, I think, so important to us as we see the killing of our brother Ahmaud Arbery, the lawsuit being settled with our young brother Elijah McClain. I ran across an article in the New York Times about Anjanette Young, an author by the name of Esau McCauley wrote. And if everybody remembers, Anjanette Young was the woman out of Chicago who was filmed naked after the officers just batarammed her door. And, you know, that particular article. So, again, looking at how as we are living under this enemy, you know, we are not being given the freedom to be what God has created us to be. And this is just so obvious. Yeah, you know, because even with the rebuttal argument in the Aubrey, the trial of the murder of our brother Aubrey, you talk about the McMichaels and I think it's William is the last one. It's very interesting because the prosecutor in her rebuttal, she talked about how they had a malignant heart. I think that is so fitting as she described them, because even the minister talks about how racism, you know, does create, and I wanted to quote him directly, but he talked about how racism is that, this thing about you believe that black people are born into the world to serve white people. He talks about how when racism pervades the minds of those in power, then a racist mind can never give freedom. A racist mind can never give justice. A racist mentality cannot countenance equity. So he goes on to talk about how racism is the enemy of the principles upon which Almighty God, constructs the universe. And so, I just poured in when she said they have malignant hearts. And in Brother Elijah's, the young man who was murdered because he had on, he just murdered. You know, they talking about he just looked a little boy who played the violin, who was such a kind heart. And in his lawsuit, they talk about a pattern of racially biased policing. So I know, you know, we as lawyers, we know about how you can show a pattern. And I think we in Black America, we the pattern is real, that the lies, the deceit, the racism, I think in Anjanette Young, the lady from Chicago, again, who was, you know, brought out naked and just stripped of dignity by these officers, they talk about how she initially tried to settle that case quietly. And then they just, you know, kind of just laughed at her justifying it, because that was the other thing the minister said in the article. Or they talk about how they'll deny you of your rights, or they'll unjustly take your black life, which is this article by the minister, because it was about a young man in 1987 who was shot by the police while handcuffed. So we got this denial, this killing, But then what do? They justify it. You know, they tell us things to justify it. So in her case, they gave her a zero offer. You know, so, you know, in the Aubrey case, we see these videos of these investigations and interviews where these people, that the defendants, they just lied. And the police just went along with it. And we know that the district attorney had to be fired before they start seeing any kind of justice in the ability to bring that case. So those were just some of the things I really just wanted to put out there, because I'm really excited, too, about, you know, a change with the Believers and Savior's Day and the building, because this is the kingdom of heaven that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is helping us to go towards. So we need that relief, you know, because to be denied the right to just have freedom and to be what God created us to be, you know, this is not living. So, you know, for our children, for our beautiful sisters. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
And in addition to the more brutal attacks on us, such as we experienced and witnessed with Ahmaud Arbery and the long list of our people, known and unknown, who were lynched and tortured to death.
Yes, ma'am.
It's the quality of life is compromised. You know, what they call the ghetto tax, meaning that, you know, you pay a price hourly and daily for being Black and White America. We've already talked about, the minister's taught on it thoroughly. There's nothing he has left untouched. But,
that's right.
You know, I notice the difference in, and we all have. You can take any large chain store, okay? It's the same company. And go to the supermarket in the so-called hood, and then
yes,
go
ma'am.
To the one in the affluent white area. And the experience is night and day. You know, in the stores
That's
in the
true.
So-called hood, for example, even the entries and exits are limited. You know, they're constructed in a manner that presumes that the consumers are thieves. But in the
That's
white
right.
community, everything is designed for the comfort and ease of the customer. But that is not the case in the Black community. And everything from the inventory to the width of the aisles to the brightness of the light, all of that is done by design. And our crime is that we have melanin in our skin. And, you know, a believer said to me yesterday, they were talking about, we were talking about Bill Gates and depopulation. And they said, you know, all of this about Gates, Bill Gates buying up real estate. He's the largest private landowner in the United States. And he's now pivoted to producing fake food. And they said, you know, we're just going to have to figure out what to do, because we don't even know what we're getting, what we're being fed. And I said, no, we don't have to figure out anything. It's been figured out for us, and we're rejecting it. And I'm including myself, because I'm not moving on it the way I should. We were told what to do.
That's right. That's right.
Get the hell away from them. What is the point of constantly trying to evade them? They
That's
are
right.
dangerous. They are our natural enemy. And
yes,
as long, how many times has the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said it? As long as we live with white people, we will live under white people.
And I don't care what aspect of life we pull out of the hat. Everything from medicine to entertainment, it's the same story.
That's right.
The same story.
That's right.
And so as Sister Ula brought out, you know, everything connected to this pandemic that the devil is doing is death for us. You can't say, oh, he's trying to kill us with the vaccine, but he's trying to help us with the test.
Right.
Come on. Come on.
It's not who he is. And I'm just going to read this and we'll move on. And I use this, I put this at the top of Brother Dr. Ridgey had an incredible quote from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for another article. But I use this at the top of the article on the PCR swab test. This is from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in The Fall of America. Quote, what has been known as America is threatened today with total destruction. America is destroying herself in her effort to destroy her black slaves. The water and air of America are being polluted by chemical, C-H-E-M-I-C-O, bacteriologists. America's scientists of war conduct dreadful experiments on how to kill human beings by the millions and wipe out the life of whole continents. These are the days of fulfillment of prophecy of not one, but many calamities. But in all of these preparations of destruction of human life by the devil, Allah God too has planned to save his people. So he's telling us that everything they're doing, they're experimenting. Look at how they're telling the American people, showing the American people, you're experimenting on us in our face.
Come on.
And showing us on television that you're just conducting experiments. You don't know what you're doing, and you're telling us. Well, this vaccine, it didn't hold up. So we're going to give you a booster shot. Now, these are demons, but if you read your final call, you would know months ago. We told you from the former vice president of research for Pfizer. He said they're going to use variants to scare everybody to go take a booster. He said a variant, when a virus is recognized by the natural immune system of the human being, the human being's immune system is so advanced, so phenomenal, so fantastic, so amazing, that when a pathogen enters your body, you have an army of soldiers, and these soldiers are specialists. And one group is assigned to kill the virus. Then another group of cells breaks the virus up. This is all going on a nano level, one billionth we can't even fathom how small everything is. But one group kills it. Then another group of cells cuts it up into pieces and photographs the virus.
Come on, come on.
It's inside, does an autopsy on the virus, and then stores the photos. So when anything remotely related to that virus shows up again, it is recognized and obliterated. So you can come with the alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, omicron, poopon, whatever you want to come with.
Come on now.
The human immune system that how to eat, to live, makes invulnerable is going to deal with it. Not no vaccine, which is death on its face, but how to eat to live. This devil is destroying the black man. He's destroying his immune system with air, with water, with everything that Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote in that paragraph I read. So there's city that we have become so dense that you can say to us, you know, those two shots of Pfizer I gave you, you're not holding up. Now Omicron is coming.
Come on.
The South African doctor that identified Omicron said it's mild. It's not even nothing to talk about. But yet, today's show comes on. My husband and I were looking at each other, just our mouths open, like, these demons. It's here. Omicron has arrived. First case of the Omicron variant was identified, was in the news today. No, yesterday. Now, check this out. They said the first case was a man in California who just returned from a trip to South Africa. He's Asian. But hold on to your seat. He's fully vaccinated. So you know what they said in the article? Dr. Anthony Fauci has told us that the thing to do is get your booster shot. They have turned us into robots, modern day slaves. This makes a cotton plantation look like child's play. But the difference between us and our ancestors is we think we're free. That's the difference. So they're telling us they don't know what they're doing, because we say it all the time. They're wicked, but they're also slow. They're cunning on one level, but remember their time ended in 1914. So with each passing year, they have to rely more and more on their own brain power, because Allah had given them that time. And the black man was asleep. He's not asleep anymore. And this is why they fear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. They fear the power of the original man. One man out of 7 billion people on this planet, one man stood up and said, you're not bringing that vaccine over here. Before they even rolled it out, he said, you better pump your brakes. Because if you try to make us take it, it's a declaration of war on all of us. Who's all of us? They know who all of us is. It's human beings. Because they're not. And that's why Satan told the God, you have caused me to remain disappointed. Because I just can't get this man. So I'm coming after all of them. before them, behind them, on the right side, on the left side. And Allah said, go ahead, because I will fill hell with all of you. Get them all except my purified ones. And that's what we're being offered, the opportunity to be purified, to be disconnected from this filthy thing that has to get off this planet. And I apologize. I went on and on.
No,
but
the Spirit of the Lord. That's twice. You going two for two already, Dr. Ava. You done cranked up before 8:30, and you done cranked up after the 8:30. Now I'm waiting to see what's between 9 and 9:30.
Praise be to Allah. So, I mean, I'm so fired up because I can't believe the favor, Brother Terrence, Sister Pamela. I can't believe the favor that Allah is showing us. And this is why they're so angry at us and why we have to hurry and make our
own communities
a safe and decent place to live.
Yes,
they're
ma'am.
So envious of us. They can't even believe it. They can't believe the favor being bestowed upon us. And I have to tell you all, I was blessed to be in the presence of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on Tuesday.
Oh,
and
wow. Praise be to Allah.
It's indescribable.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not even worthy of trying to talk about it.
It's beautiful.
Let alone to have been there. I'm still in
shock.
Oh,
that's
shock.
Real. Wow.
That's real.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's beautiful.
That I was even in the room with two other people
and him.
Beautiful. That's real.
And I just want you all to know how much I love you all. And I love you too much to try to, because I don't want to diminish, you know, a light-giving sun. That's who he is. And I'm going to tell you something. Look, just when you look at him, when he comes out, you're going to see. And you'll see something, you know, this Saturday. It's more of what you sense than what you see.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am.
This rejuvenation, this process of the regeneration of cells. It's not just looking good in the smooth, pretty way. You'll see it. You'll see and feel. You know, it's like the sun. It just regenerates.
That's right.
It's been there forever, and it's ageless.
Beautiful.
And what is happening to him, it can happen to us.
Yes,
but I'm
just beautiful.
Yakking and talking, but I have to do this. I have to do what I'm talking about, which is hear and obey. We're not being led wrong. We're being led right.
Beautiful.
And don't
let anybody...
make you feel that our way is not 100% the way.
Yes,
that's right.
Don't doubt it because of the dominance of rebellion. Because this dominance, it's going out. It's like spitting out that last fume before it goes out. So it's giving many people the impression that it's this is a paper tiger. This is the Wizard of Oz.
Yes, ma'am.
Joe Biden is the Wizard of Oz. You know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
That's right.
Bill Gates is the Wizard of Oz.
Yes,
Anthony
ma'am.
Fauci, all of them. I don't care how much wealth They don't own this planet.
That's right.
That's right.
They're intruders. They're burglars. They're thieves, and they're busted, and they're going to be removed. They're trespassers now. They were given 6,000 years. It's over. The carriage has turned back into a pumpkin.
That's right.
Yes.
The driver and the footmen have turned back into mice. The only thing holding us up is our mind. The only power they have is what we imagine they have, because they're an illusion. They're from the mind of Yaku.
Teach.
And we have to thank him, as horrific as this has been, we have to thank him for bringing it out of us, because they're us. They're the, they're the brown germ in us in flesh, so we get to see it. And it's that same rebellion that caused us to split this planet up. And we can't do that anymore. You don't do that again.
That's right.
So we have to be purged of this, so this will be a kingdom of heaven forever.
Praise be to Allah.
Just life on this planet. Yes.
Yes.
Really.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So with that, I promise you.
And Dr. Ava. And Dr. Ava, before you go on, one of the things I just want to just kind of bear witness and actually add on and to confirm, confirm something that you said, is that you, what you said, you had to do this, and meaning something that you did is that you had to bear witness of what you bore witness to, and that is that you saw a man. You saw a man where within that man was the absolute dwelling of God. And sometimes we say it, but people don't understand it, but they don't understand it because there's not enough of us bearing witness to what we see every single time that we are in his presence. There is never a time that we're in the midst of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that we don't see the radiance and the countenance and the spirit of God in him. We may see it a little bit more when his spirit starts to rattle and he speaks so strong. But even in the calmness of his beauty, when he just smiling, you see the radiance of who he is. So we know that the indwelling of God, he is the voice, mouthpiece of God. He is the Messiah in our midst. So we're not saying mere words. We are bearing witness to what we know of the man that is in our midst today. So when you say that, some people were like, well, why would you? Sister Ava, you've been with him 40 years. You are worthy. You are worthy. No, you understand. As Moses was in that burning bush, he didn't feel worthy. He said, where you stand is holy ground, God told Moses. So we understand that when we're in his midst, we are on holy ground, and we're not worthy to be present before God because we are all nothing, you know, but filthy rags. And it's only by his mercy and grace that we are being cleaned up. So I just had to say that because we really sometimes – you know, it is a blessing, and I was telling somebody today that it is a blessing and it's an honor and it's a privilege to be able to be on this show with his national spokesperson and to have been working with you for at least 26 years now. So that's not, you know, I don't take that granted. Sister Pam don't take that. Sister, those that are on the Elevated Network team don't take this for granted because – this is, we're in a time that we're living that the scriptures talked about. So when you can say, were you there? Not necessarily when they crucified the Lord, but were you there in the scripture? Were you walking with the wise man? Were you walking with God's servant? Were you helping? Were you in the highways and the byways shedding and telling the people that what you heard? Were you that one that was blind, but now you see and you told the master that you was deaf, but now you can hear, you were dumb, but now you can speak? That's what you were doing, Dr. Ava. So when that spirit comes over you, that's all you bearing witness to. And what you also are talking about
And what you also is talking about is this, Elevated Places Network. Yeah. And the other part you're talking about is this Saturday, the Nubian Leadership Circle, and they're having their National Leadership Summit, Let Us End the Stagnation by Building Our Own Black Nation. And it's going to be keynoted by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Thanks to our brother Sadiki Cambone, the convener of this. And, you know, you can go to Eventbrite Nubian-Leadership Circle Summit for your tickets, Nubian Leadership Circle. Go to Eventbrite. It's free. Register. It's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern. It is online. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern is the Nubian Leadership Circle Summit, keynoted by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I think, and what I know that you're saying, when you see him on Saturday, look at him. And remember, he's 88. 88.
That's on this right. Plan. It's unbelievable. Yes.
It blows my mind. 88. And the radiance and the beauty and the light that comes from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is amazing. So when we are so excited about Savior's Day, I understand why. When you see that star and crescent light up, and it's now we going to Chicago, it's calling us home. And that's what you're doing, Dr. A. You're calling all of us back to our own, calling us home. This is the final call. This is the final call.
Wow.
It's beautiful. That was beautiful, Brother Terrence.
It was.
Praise be to Allah.
Well, with that, we're going to, and thank you for, you know, the Nubian Leadership Circle, because, you know, the minister doesn't speak often, and he spoke last year and this year. There's a particular special divine aura around that Nubian Leadership Circle. There's something in that gathering that draws him to it and it to him. And so we can expect some amazing guidance, and it's like the bridge, you know, it's like he says just enough to get us from point A to point B. And so this will be his address that we can't miss, because it'll probably, I'm 99% sure it'll be Savior's Day when we hear him again. And you don't want to miss him, because his words now have become otherworldly, because it's no longer a teacher. It's God speaking through a man, and he's giving commands now.
Exactly.
These are commandments. And
yes,
if we can understand that, then we won't equivocate.
That's right.
Take the vaccine. He didn't say don't take it, but if your job has a problem, you could take it. If your wife or husband have an issue, you could, you know, if it's causing you stress, go ahead and take it. He didn't say that.
He did not.
He said we will not accept death.
Right.
Allah said, how can you deny Allah when you were without life and he gave you life?
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
So how dare we turn to Satan? And it's incumbent on the God to meet our needs.
I remember when
I first came in the nation as a young Muslim, our minister, the great minister Abdul Karim Muhammad, who then was Linward X, and he would tell us in his lectures, he said, the birds don't fear white America, and they eat.
That
never left me. And
yes,
I've operated from that to this day. Hey, go outside and look at the birds. They don't believe in white America. They don't believe in it.
That's right.
But they're eating. They're out there pecking at something. And they're flying. So we feel
yes,
we
ma'am.
Have to believe in white America to eat. Not with Bill Gates buying up land and making fake food. But thank Allah, people are moving out. Black people are buying land and growing food and building homes. It's happening. It's actually happening. So let's go. There's one more thing we want to get out of the pages of the great Final Call newspaper, and that's from the December 7th issue, the current issue, and that is on page 8. And I want to open up the mic of the author of that major piece of news for us. This is such a good thing because look at how in a short period of time, in just a little bit over a year, look at how the voices reflecting the truth delivered by Minister Farrakhan are rising up on the planet. And so
that's right.
If you turn to page 8 of your paper, you see a big two-page article. Black experts confirm COVID-19 vaccines are the threat to the black community. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Charlene.
Wow, alaikum salam, Minister Ava, how are you?
Oh, I'm flying high. I'm like the birds. I don't believe in white America.
Assalamualaikum to your panel and guests.
With all due respect to Blog Talk Radio, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know. Thank you, Blog Talk.
Still don't believe in, you know.
Yeah. The God put you here and we're using you. Thank you.
That's right. That's right. You'll get some points for that. Yeah.
That's right. Extension. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Minister Abram, may I please say, first of all, thank you for the invite. And I want to say a couple of things before I jump into this article, which the layout wowed me. I was like, oh, my God, wow. You know,
I knew you were
like, you know, it's such a privilege just to be able to write for this great trumpet of truth. But then you see the layout, the Final Call is just supreme. It's superior. But number one, thank you, and Sister Attorney Pamela and all of you and what you're saying, as if we want to steal their nasty, stale Similac. When I walk in the stores and see that crap locked up, I'm like, are you kidding me? You can lay it all out on the floor for all we care. Number two, keep the sword out. Please. This is, look.
Come on.
No. The apology is so humble and beautiful, but I love it. I'm like, the sword is out. Keep it. The time dictates the agenda, and they're trying to kill our people. They're killing our people.
Yes,
you know, so I was just listening to you all like, yeah. But this article, you know, this all black panel, it struck me as the one for Savior's Day that we were blessed to have from the nation, as well as the subsequent one where you had the panel of experts from within the nation and talking about how to prevent and treat COVID. And this panel, Minister Ava and Elevated Places listeners and panel, this should be watched over and over again. Brother Curtis Cost and these experts did a phenomenal job. You know, of course, we had to summarize it, right, Minister Ava? But they raised questions and gave the answers to these questions that blew my mind. And what you just mentioned made me think about something, you know, that I wept over. I'm just going to be honest. You know, I'm just gonna be real honest. I wept as the early months of this pandemic rolled through, and I saw the trajectory and the decline in my observation. And you know, I'm in front of one of our teachers, and so you will correct me. Thank Allah if I'm incorrect. But just when the minister made the call, when he said, he declared that we were going to have this, our own, to come up with something better for us, over time, as I mentioned, to hear or to not, you know, people in and out of the nation stop picking up the phone. You know, the call I was making for interviews became like a persona non grata because the slave master was calling in the chips, right? Calling in the favors or dictating to his crew what they were and were not going to be able to do and say. And I kind of wept over that, literally, because I, in my limited viewpoint, just kept saying, well, what are our black medical experts thinking? What are they going to do if they're doing this? Who's going to help our people? Who's going to answer this call, right? And lo and behold, here they come. I haven't heard of several of these people that was on this panel before, ever. And you just mentioned it, like, this is what he said. And when we look to the usual establishment, which is what I was doing, then I became disappointed. But this panel made me so excited. It, again, I had a similar feeling when the Nation of Islam had its expert panels because somebody is out there working for us. And if you read what – these are just snippets of what they said. But if you view the panel and they're talking about the injuries but also how to fight back and win. Like the attorney Lindsay, who spoke about, as Sister Pamela, Attorney Pamela does often, the constitutionality of what's happening and how people, we have the power. You have a Dr. Valentine on the panel. I think his name is Dr. Philip Valentine, but I'll say it correctly. Do you know that he raised the question of the weaponization of dust mites in terms of the vaccine shedding? I went over and over and over and over his part again. And now, why isn't it in black and white, you say? Because I would just have to clear too many words to try to write it, and I would not have had it in on time. But they talked so much about how this, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has told us, this is part of a depopulation policy. And every presenter, and especially, of course, Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad, our own, really tied in and painted a very vivid picture of how, as you just said, Minister Ava, it's not like they're going to get us with the vaccine, but you didn't say get us, but kill us with the vaccine and not do something else on the other end. It's all a web. And I'll pause right there because I'm overwhelmed with joy at how, despite those who continue to come out and try to convince us to take this shot, convince our people that they're not doing what's best for their fellow man, try to and then how dare you raise your mouth against the minister. Those who are doing that, there is an army who is also with him and are obeying him, and they're coming from whence we knew not.
Beautiful.
Well, you know, I want to lift this one quote that really blew me away from your article, and it made me so happy because now we're seeing pastors and scientists. As you said, it was really disheartening in the early stages of the pandemic because it's always been the Nation of Islam sort of out here behind our minister, our alone. But Allah is bringing out all of those who seek truth from all walk of life, black and white, young and old, male and female, and from every sort of profession and field. But this brother, this statement, I loved it, Dr. Aaron Lewis, who is a pastor, author, lecturer, called out his fellow Christian ministers. And you wrote that he said parishioners all over, particularly in the black church, have been sold off and are no longer protected. Now look what this brother said, Brother Terrence. He said all of the black preachers who have condemned white racism and white supremacy in America, but yet uphold this entire agenda, have clearly lost their mind and have clearly lost God. How can you condemn a police officer for killing a black man on the street who was unarmed, but yet as the preacher say nothing on the potential killing of millions of people who are unarmed through mRNA vaccines?
Yes, he did.
And I never saw it put like that before. Because, see, all these civil rights people and these preachers that you came out to the Ahmaud Arbery trial, which you should, to stand up for the killing of an unarmed black man. But all of, you know, it's just the poetic justice of it all. You know, our people are being made to hold their arm out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being shot to death with this mRNA and this needle.
Mm-hmm.
And you are supporting, he's telling his fellow pastors. Because remember, who did Dr. Yacoub have as his laborers and staff to bring into existence what is called the Caucasian people? He had the
doctor.
He had the nurse, he had the cremator, and he had the ministers.
That's right.
A four. That's right.
Four
and that's who's
Come
being
on.
Used in this. Our doctors, our nurses, our cremators. See, we haven't even touched the surface of what's going on with the lies about the cause of death. Because what you're going to find out in a very short time as everything's coming out, these 700,000 deaths, probably 650,000 of them are for other reasons. And many of these deaths were caused by the hospitals, the doctors and nurses putting people on ventilators.
Right.
In the early days of this thing, not to save them, but so that they wouldn't breathe on the healthcare workers and shattering their lungs, blowing up their lungs, when all they needed was some ivermectin.
Hey, even Christina, teach, yes.
Some vitamin D3. Some black seed oil, some vitamin C, some zinc, some air and sunshine.
Right. Come on.
But
Minister
I thought that
Ava.
Was really powerful.
Oh,
really
well, look,
if you love that,
let me just add this. Please, if you love that, I didn't put it because, you know, I kind of editorialized my own self and I said, ooh, don't throw a drink. Don't go too hard with that. But he did say it. He said that those pastors who are opening up their churches to make them vaccination centers, he said they're tantamount to the Antichrist. He called them the Antichrist. And then you have Angela Stanton King Foundation, she said, I didn't put it there either, but she said, we have to use our common sense. She said, how do you have Chris Cuomo, the CNN anchor, D.L. Hughley and others, in the early days, caught COVID, they sent him home from the hospital, no treatment, because we didn't have these fatal shots. Cuomo's broadcasting from his basement, quarantined for 14 days, but now we must take this vaccine. So, yes, go ahead, Brother T.C. I just had to point out this panel was off the chain.
No, and I'm glad you laid
No, no, I'm glad you laid that out, because the reality of what you're saying and what Dr. Ava laid out is, you know, we got a lot of pastors that stand up and speak and talk and speak and talk and come out into the defense, but then at the same moment come for a press conference, come for a rally, come to be on a panel, but like you said, then open up your church to allow physical death to be given to your congregation. Like, you may be the only one that go to a protest or a rally because you ain't taking your whole congregation to boycott nothing. You just the minister of a church, but they don't really care about you being a minister of the church if your congregation is not moving and doing anything. But now you open up your door to do that. Just as I was saying about the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, when they have their annual legislative caucus, that when we were there and we looked into who supports or who was funding the conference, we saw a big ad from Chevron, a big ad from Exxon, and we know the fossil fuel companies and the pollution companies are the number one killers of black and brown communities with power plants and coal plants, and they're killing us, but we're taking dollars from them, but then having conversations about protecting the black community and legislation, but you're taking funding from the main killers in our community. So when you talk about you want to stand up for civil rights and fight against police brutality, but then like you said, Sister Charlene, opening, Dr. Ava, opening up your churches, herding our people in. I remember in Chesapeake, Virginia, when I went to meet one of my coworkers to pick up something. He said, well, I'm working one of the vaccination places or something he was doing. And I met him, and I sat in the parking lot to pick up something from him, and I saw all these white, black people, old, young children, and they were just going in the church, the black elders and the deacons or the mother, whatever they were, they were just welcoming it into the church, welcoming them with open arms to be killed, to be dealt with. And it makes me think about something, Dr. Ava and Dan, and I'm sorry, it just hit my head. Well, it was a cartoon. It was the cartoons X-Men. And in X-Men, there was this call sent out to all of the mutants that, hey, you can be human. You can, your powers can be, just come and get this thing and they'll get you a shot. And it was, they heard the news, oh, we can get saved and we can be okay. And basically, they were giving them a shot to take away their powers, make them weaker, not make them stronger, and not let them be beautiful who they are. But this was a cartoon, and it just makes me think about now that they open up all these houses and tell this story about this is helping you, but actually it is the thing that's going to kill us.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the minister said it. I'm sorry, Sister Pamela, I'll wait. Yes, I will wait.
Well, I just wanted to say, and the part about how we can condemn a police officer for killing a black man, and you know, what you're saying is that you really see the intent to kill. It's a clear demonstration when you see it in these police officers and these jailers and, you know, so many, but then you don't see that this is the same mind, the same person. They're just coming at it from a different strategy. And that's why when the minister said, we don't have the right to trust this person, these people, this enemy. It's like, how do you not see this is the same people, the same agenda, the same, it's just done a lot neater when they're sticking a needle in your arm. So that's a powerful statement.
It y'all, for my little southern slang, but y'all, you gotta see this panel. You gotta see this panel. Look, Dr. Ali, of course, to give some more context, because the question was asked of me in the text this week, was he saying in the quote from the article, which is from the panel, that people are not getting sick from COVID? He wasn't even dealing with the quote-unquote virus at this point. He's dealing with what is called the so-called breakthrough cases, which we see Brother LeBron, as headlines are reporting, LeBron James, King James of the NBA Lakers, has come down supposedly with COVID and has been quote-unquote fully vaccinated. But what is fully vaccinated is now the debate that's going around. You have to have so many boosters. They're going to have this booster for Omicron, which, as someone pointed out on Instagram, really is also spelled moronic. So they're just messing with us at this point. But Dr. Eileen pointed out that this is an operating system, as the Moderna chief said.
Right.
So it's just ludicrous. So in the context of that, he's saying that all of these cases of this vaccinated versus unvaccinated, it's not even a vaccine. And people are going to have to answer for all of this Kool-Aid drinking that they're driving our people to. And now people are stuck, right? What are they going to do, Ms. Ava and the panel? Brother Tim, Sister Pamela, what are they going to do? They're going to say, oh, well, might as well take the booster. Might as well take the booster.
Mm-hmm.
And explode these things like HIV, for instance, this angio, what is it, Minister? What is it, you all? They're calling it cancer of the heart, which I interviewed with Dr. Aline for an upcoming piece. He said it's no such thing.
Wow.
But this
wow.
spike protein is by the billions and trillions causing, as you said earlier, Minister, but again, the cells to just, this virus is reproducing, and it's turning these illnesses already there 100 times and plus. And HIV is part of it. So if you had it and it's dormant, it's worse. But even if you didn't, the way this attacks the lungs, it builds up fluid. It's just, this next article is going to be fire. Just stay on the final call. Stay on it.
You're so
That's
brilliant,
right.
Sister Charlene. Isn't she brilliant?
Allah sure is.
Absolutely.
All praise is due to Allah.
Yes, ma'am. You are beautiful.
This is
beautiful,
just,
sister.
Yeah, this is the war of Armageddon. Didn't you say we were taught it was going to be biological? I used to wonder, war, war encompassing the earth. Oh, my God. And then I would look at war movies and be like, how is that going to happen? So silly. Oh, it's going down.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
I'm going to be quiet because I don't want to overstay my welcome.
Oh, no. You know, you good. That's right.
Can I add one thing, please? Okay. the holistic practitioners, injuries, and look, people are violating, these health systems are violating protocol. You're not supposed to be able to give a transfusion, give blood if you have quote unquote COVID or had the vaccine. There's a father in I think it's Antigua, had the vaccine, two doses, gave the child blood. She needs a blood transfusion. This girl is having reproductive issues out of this world. And an activist there said there was also heavy bleeding, blood clot throwing off the body in a 70-year-old woman. And there are more reproductive problems that are not being reported. But it's just really a lot of the injuries that are coming out across the world, but they're still not attaching it to the so-called vaccine.
Yes,
ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Thank you
for letting me speak.
Yes, ma'am. So we got some callers we want to get because the time really flew by with all my little sermons. I think we have some callers ready.
Yes, we do. I think the first up is a new caller, Dr. Ava, Brother Kevin. Brother Kevin, welcome to Elevated Places.
Wow.
Brother Kevin, you there? One more time for Brother Kevin. We definitely want to hear from you.
Is his mic open? I had to step away from the board.
Yeah, I know. I know we got the
mic controller on scene. I know she will unmic him if he's ready.
Oh, okay.
But if not, we can jump to the next caller. Yeah, we can come back to Brother Kevin. Let's go to Brother Hoyle, one of our loyal callers. Brother Hoyle, good brother, Memphis.
Yes, right out of the city, Bluff City. Assalamu alaikum, family. Brother T, the big T, and Sister Charlene always hitting them hard. And the one and only Sister Ava Muhammad, Dr. Ava. Happy Savior's Day to you guys.
Happy Savior's Day.
Oh, praise Allah. And so, brothers and sisters, I got some information for you. You know me, I dig up a little something to add to the little sprinkle on the cake. You know, you're talking about the preachers, you know, all of that faith-based money, you know, they, you know, Honorable Elijah Muhammad say they're going to pull them out, one day pull them out the, you know, pulpit. But getting on to this, now listen to here, family, you all got to listen to this. I went to Detroit yesterday, one of my, taking some equipment up there. I started Taylor, and I, on the way back, I was listening to this show that comes on at night. I know you guys heard of it. It's called Coast to Coast. And they had a white caller. I don't know if he was a doctor, but his name is Dale Bigtree.
I listen to him all the time.
Yeah,
sister. If I hadn't said you can put him in the final call. That he started talking
Quoted him in the final call.
Dale got on there and he cut up. He said, talked about the Africa situation. 6% of the people in Africa, and they say that they are angry that the African people are not taking it, and that's the reason they're, you know, making up this. And he said American government is really embarrassed. And he also talked about, he said in Greece, he said that they are fining the people 60 years and older, family, $120 a month if they don't take the vaccine. You know, Australia is off the chain. You know, Brother Reuben says they got what they call quarantine police around there, and they're right now they're building quarantine camps. And he talked about these you know, the devil's tentacles is all over 99/10 of the whole planet. You know, these depopulation demons, and Master Muhammad is going to obliterate. It's just the fact that we just got to wake up. You know, even you know, I was listening to Sister Ava talk about the birds. I said, even Allah created the hog for him. Even he don't depend on. I said, the warthog don't depend on the white man. he eats every day. He was business for the white man. He don't care for the white man. So, but these this family, this is a beautiful job, Sister Ava, that the research team has done on the population briefs with Robert Kennedy. I got to get this book to Real Anthony Fauci. That's our book. You know, just reading the little bitty excerpts on it, and then, you know, they're angry right now, and it says ABC News scientists mystified of why Africa. They're just mad because Africa's listening to the Memphis. You know, like I said, they've assassinated 3 or 4 leaders over there. They assassinated the Haiti president for not taking it. And then they're not showing, family, the protest. The protest, if you look at Russian RTTV, they'll show you, and sometimes BBC in the alternative news, they'll show you these protests. They're not playing, you know. They're fighting back with this tyranny. And you know, it's just like Bill Gates. You know, he's buying up the farmland so he can, you know, create this GMO madness. That's what you see. And I'm going to tell y'all something real funny. I'm going to let somebody else talk. When I was coming from Detroit, and I said, I was going to tell Sister Ula, I said, Taco Bell must have a deal with Detroit, because everywhere you look in that food desert, I just left, and I called my nephew. I said, nephew, I said, I told my son, too. I said, it's like Memphis. Everywhere you see on Memphis, you see a church. I said, everywhere you go in Detroit, you see a Taco Bell, an Arab pizza place, and a McDonald's, and a KFC. I say, this is ain't nothing but the food desert. But I'm going to let somebody else talk. Beautiful job, family. Sister Charlene, Sister Pam, Sister Ava, and Brother Terrence, y'all keep up good work. So I'm going to love y'all, family. Have
oh, you too.
Praise be.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
You too.
Miss Ava, could I mention something real briefly about Brother Dell?
Yes.
Brother Harold, Brother Dell Bigtree produced Vaxxed from Cover Up to Catastrophe. And that documentary features our Western Region student minister, Brother Abdul Malik Saeed Muhammad, and also that MMR shot with that whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, at the CDC. That documentary deals with a lot of that and what was happening or what is happening with Black boys and autism and the link to that vaccine. So it's Vaxxed.
That the nation was heavily involved. Right. Thank you, Minister Ava. Thank
you, Sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. And Big Tree Tribal Brother Abdul Malik Sahi, when the minister told him to teach on the MMR vaccine. So that's right. There. That's there.
Yeah. And give them the business on the high wire. Because he's heavily censored too, his platform. But I'm done.
And thank you, Brother Lewis, for that. Thank you, Brother Hardy, for your call. But thank you, Brother Lewis, for that insight that you texted me. Let's try to get Brother Kevin one more time. Brother Kevin, welcome to Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
What? Walaikum salam. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Assalamu alaikum, family. My first time. A little nervous. Try to make this quick. I just wanted to call. Something's been on my mind. A couple comments about the lives of Black people and how they relate to the teachings of Elijah Muhammad. And one is the brother that just recently died, Brother Virgil Abloh. Mm-hmm. And and how I don't know if everybody know it, but I kind of done some research and. He was from Illinois, Rockford, Illinois. I don't know if you all knew that. And he grew up sometime in Chicago also. But he was a fashion designer, and he never went to any formal school for fashion design. And he became a giant. And it relates to me the teaching of what Elijah taught is every time I look at the Black man, I'm looking at God. Okay? The thing, and his mom taught him, his mother taught him how to sew.
Mm.
And she was a seamstress. They from Ghana. And I can remember I was blessed to go to Savior's Day in Ghana with the Nation of Islam. And we went to a lot of the textile markets, and they had beautiful garments and things. And we actually had, me and another brother went together, we had suits made, and they made them and sold them overnight. And we brought them back with this African attire. The other brother is Brother Richard Williams, okay? And I'm an avid tennis player, so I've been following the Williams family for a long time. The one thing that I see that kind of relates to the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is that Richard Williams, them prayed to have daughters before they were even in the world. And lo and behold, they had two daughters come out and become exactly what they had prayed for. And it reminds me of how Minister Farrakhan got the series, How to Give Birth to a God. Okay?
Yeah.
So these sisters come out and they're tennis gods. Okay. The other thing a lot of people may not realize is that Richard Williams separated them girls, and the movie don't really bring it out that well, is that he took them out of the juniors because of all of the racism coming from the white people. Okay. And he did that because he understood that, hey, them girls were young, and they can destroy your confidence. And he had to shield them and protect them from that. Okay. That's the other thing. Let's see. Oh, one thing, too, is if a lot of people, if someone don't understand the impact of positive images, I would suggest study the Williams sisters and the impact and the inspiration they've had on a lot of Black girls. and now they're playing tennis and dominating. Osaka them. What's the other one? Coco. And my daughter's played in high school, and even on the high school level, the little black sisters are dominating tennis now. And then you extrapolate that to the minister, and you say, wow, they really are fighting with the minister out there. How much impact and inspiration he have, is they, you know, in raising us up, seeing that image out there. And the other thing is Reginald Lewis, Virgil Abloh. He died a so-called, after he started his own label, which the white man, as long as we stay under with the white man, he's happy and we're a slave. But don't how many brothers and sisters throughout history that when we started to try to do our own thing, they, you know, we come up, you know, dead. Same thing happened to Virgil Abloh from what I see. It wasn't long after he started his own label, and he had foundations trying to help other little black people who desire to get into fashion design. And all of a sudden now, at a very early age, he come up dead. It reminded me of Reginald Lewis back in the 80s. That brother was a giant on Wall Street.
On Wall Street.
And
broke the code.
You remember that? He bought out Beatrice Company. And he set all kind of records as a black man. He done things that even the white investors didn't do. He became the most wealthiest black man and one of the most wealthiest person in America at that time. And wasn't long after that, he come up with brain cancer and was off the scene.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. There's a whole lot to it. I won't take up no more time. And I hope I didn't waste nobody's time. But I appreciate the show.
I was just thanking you. Thank you for being the first time calling in, but thank you for that list. You gave a very, very powerful list, and greatly appreciate that. No, you didn't waste our time.
I really do that
a lot.
Yeah, and I appreciate the show. I really do. I mean, it's a blessing for us. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I've learned so much.
Well, we just
and I look forward to seeing you at Savior's Day. I'm glad to hear that.
Ooh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All
right, all right. All right. Assalamu alaikum.
He was full with the information.
Oh yeah, he ran it, and he's so right about Richard Williams in real time, in the current reality. Just the entire prototype that we're taught of how to rear girls, because he protected them. That's for sure.
Well, Dr. Ava, right now we got the mic dropper, the one that comes on, says what he got to say, and then drops the mic and walks away.
Oh, must be Brother
Kareem. That mighty giant Kareem. Brother Kareem, welcome to Elevated Places.
As-salamu alaykum. Happy Savior's Day.
Well, alaykum salam. Happy Savior's Day.
Alaykum salam. Same to you.
How are you?
We're great, by the grace of Allah.
I was watching some TV, and they had this ad, and usually I don't pay attention to most ads, but this one caught my interest because it said at-home vaccination kit. So you get to the door, and you can see if you have COVID, and then you can get, like, the vaccine, which was kind of weird to me. And the cotton swab tips were faded yellowish. They were, so I was like, oh, that's interesting. It was just the subtlest detail. But I noticed it, and it was just like, so if you can't go out and get it, you can still stay at home and have your life put in danger. And it's like, why are we taking a vaccine that isn't even a year old? It's not even a year old.
Right.
We don't even, how do you think we survived trillions of years like we did? We didn't take vaccines every time there was the flu.
Come on, brother.
And I saw an ad and it said a vaccination lottery. So if you took the vaccine, you're automatically entered into a lottery to win something. And it's just like, they don't do this for the common flu. You know, and our bodies are equipped for this, and they have been. Our bodies don't need something to tell us to attack an intruder. Because unlike us in our saving condition now, our body won't just let something walk on all over us. And our body is only listens to the brain. That's its one God. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Again, the mic drop. There it is.
Yeah. Sister Ava, I wanted to make a comment. He brought up, he made me think of something I heard on mainstream black radio, and someone was pushing the vaccine on the radio station, and the callers, they called her on it. You know, they started, people who called in were saying, hey, this vaccine is killing people, it's dangerous. And so then the argument became this, well, is it killing so many people versus it's not killing as many? They start splitting hairs about the number of people or whether or not. And it's such a dumb argument because it's like it shouldn't be killing nobody. You know that. So, you know, that's a, like Brother Kareem was just stating the obvious, like, yo, you know. So he's such a brilliant person. And that's what he reminded me of, what I heard. Yes, ma'am.
And you know, it's amazing that, you know, how far down the food chain the human being has been brought under Satan's rule. Because to your point, this whole issue of the number of deaths and injuries from the vaccine being juxtaposed to from the virus, which is first of all false equivalent. But
right.
When the H1N1 virus, there was a vaccine for the swine flu, I think, and it killed 50 people, and they shut it down. They pulled it. They pulled it off the market after it killed 50 people. As we print each and every week in the final call from the government, right now we're at 18,853 deaths acknowledged by the U.S. government directly from the COVID-19 vaccines. Now, Brother Alan Muhammad on the research team put a photo when we did the Kyrie Irving article. He put a photo of the arena, the Brooklyn Nets basketball arena, in the paper, which seats 17,000 people, which is where we were at the time in deaths. And I think Brother Kareem just said, it hasn't even been out a year. The numbers they're reporting on the virus, that's 2 years. That's another lie. Because every other cause of death in this country is listed annually. But COVID,
They just run the they've been running the tab since February of 2020. So the alleged 700,000, nearly 800,000 deaths goes back 2 years. This is the number of deaths in 11 months. 18,853 deaths. A basketball arena filled with people. Now, when 3,000 people died on 9/11 at the World Trade Center, 3,000 people, this country came to a halt. So I don't know if these people who want to argue numbers, have they ever seen a dead body? Not in a casket, but immediately after death. So what works for you? 18,000 dead people doesn't work for you? To say to you, we need to look at this? You are, like that pastor said, you have lost your mind. And you have lost God. And that's not the end of it. That's dead people, but there's close to 1 million injuries directly from this experimental vaccine. You got 94,000 people have been in the hospital. 139,000 had to go see a doctor. You've had 30,000 people have been permanently disabled. And this Stephen A. Smith on ESPN had the audacity, Sister Charlene, I think, LeBron James. Now, he got vaccinated, and then this past week he came down with COVID. So Stephen A. Smith is now questioning whether he really got the vaccine.
Come on, come on.
When the devil is acknowledging that people are getting sick from this vaccine.
Right, wow.
And first of all, they don't just accept your word for it that you got it. And it's not required by the NBA.
These
are turncoats. That's a traitor to our black community.
Ooh,
if something is not required, why do you get to demean me over it? If the NBA and the NFL have said, and they have said, you don't have to take the vaccine. You have to get tested. You got to wear a mask, so on and so forth. But you do not have to take the vaccine. Well, why don't you go after the NFL and the NBA? No, you go after black players. Now, the whole Dallas Cowboy, they're playing tonight. Coaching staff is out for COVID. They were fully vaccinated. You're not suggesting they're lying. And see, that's a Negro for you. We go further than the devil. Like Malcolm used to say, is we sick, master? You're pushing the devil's program harder than the devil pushes it. He didn't ask you to attack LeBron James. And if he did ask you, you don't have enough manhood left to say no. I'm not going that far. But anyway, here I go again. I got to calm down. But
it's all
this
right.
Is outrageous.
I think that's number three or four for tonight, that the Spirit of the Lord touched upon you and landed upon you, Dr. Ava. But you're right. It's
all
crazy. And we're going to go ahead and open Sister Donna's mic to next caller. But as you were talking, Dr. Ava, that's the reality. You have to lay out why you going on LeBron when you're not going over here with this whole coaching staff. So what are you really talking about?
Right.
What do you really mean?
So you want him to prove himself, but what about this other situation that you won't bring up
That's
that you
right.
know about? Very, very
There's a lot of
point.
Athletes. A lot of athletes that took the vaccine. A lot of people, 894,000 people have taken the vaccine and had a problem that we know of.
Yep. Thank you, Brother Kareem, for your brilliance. I just wanted to say that. Thank you, Brother Kareem, for your brilliance. I love you so much.
Yes.
That's right.
He's awesome.
Sister Donna, are you there?
As-salamu alaykum.
Happy Savior's Day to you.
Praise be to Allah. I'm going to be really super brief. And I really only dialed in at the beginning of the program because you said if you're going to Savior's Day, we want to hear from you. I'm going to Savior's Day. It's the will of Allah. Me and my family, I cannot wait. That's all we talk about. Our mind is there. How am I going to function for the next 60 days? I don't even know. I'm just, because it's like my all-consuming thoughts now. I don't even know what I'm going to do. I can't focus on nothing else.
Yes, ma'am.
But I also want to just briefly say, encourage people to go back and watch the replay from Tuesday night's Project Separation, Building Our Promised Land. It can be found on the website, projectseparation.com, as well as on the Project Separation YouTube channel. And I say that because Mayor Mark, they were brilliant presenters. I really want people to focus on the fact that Mayor Marcus Muhammad of Benton Harbor, who was directly guided by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and takes his governmental leadership right off the pages of Torchlight for America. The world needs to hear what it's like to hear from a mayor follows this discipline and is putting into practice what we have on the pages of the teaching. So please spread it, share it. I'm sending out a replay flyer to make it easy for people. You can just scan the flyer with the code on it, go right to it, and share it with everybody because that was a profound presentation. And those are my final comments. And inshallah, I see y'all all in Chicago.
Hey. We're back.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Dr. Ava, I know we down to the last minute. I would say I apologize to the callers because we may not be able to get them, but I do want to remind everybody that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will be on the Nubian Leadership, Nubian Leadership Summit this Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern to 3 p.m. He is the keynote. I'm not sure if he at the beginning or the end, but you want to be there, a part of that. You can go to Eventbrite Nubian Leadership Summit to get your free ticket and register for that to hear this Saturday, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But back to you, Dr. Ava, for these last few minutes.
Well, I do want to let our listeners know that part six of the master class on weapons of self-destruction for women only, that is the final class, the grand finale class, is scheduled for December 27th, 2021. And we'll come back with more about that next week. But just mark that in your calendar. Monday, the 27th of December, part six, the final part of the master class, the grand finale of weapons of self-destruction. And so with that, let me thank our wonderful, wonderful panel tonight. I want to start with my illustrious co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, our legal contributor, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad, our special guest, and really, I should say also a member of our panel too, is our national correspondent to the Final Call newspaper, Sister Charlene Muhammad. And, of course, our executive director for Elevated Places is Sister Rona Muhammad. And we couldn't have this program were it not for you, the listeners, the callers, those who are logged in. May Allah bless all of us with love and the light of understanding
as I leave you with peace and a happy Savior's Day, and look forward to us all listening in December 4th to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nubian Circle Leadership. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Happy Savior's Day.
Happy Savior's Day.